Welcome to Creative Disturbance.
Audio Labs. 3, 2, 1.
Leonardo Space Art, Science and Culture. Visions for the 21st Century. Recorded March 2019.
Astronomy or astronautics? Vanessa Lorenzo? I would say, if I can choose, a mix of astronomy and astrology. Because it lets you more space for interpretation.
Stavros Katsanelis. Well, it's easy for me. It is immediately astronomy, because that's my profession. So I wouldn't betray my profession. Nevertheless, what I would like to say is that what I already said, that these days, with the new messengers we receive from the universe, not only light, but also gravitational waves, where since they come in acoustical frequencies, you can say that it's the sound of the universe. And as I said, also the particles we detect are as if we were smelling the universe. The universe is not anymore, as in astronomy, a very far away object that we see with awe and having nothing to do with it. We are embedded in the universe as if it was a home. And therefore, it is astronautics in some sense. We are feeling it. You know, Kant said the difference between the sublime and the beautiful. Sublime is something which is far, you see it with a certain awe. And beautiful is a social thing, something that you see around you. Well, the universe these days, with the sounds and the odors, as I say, starts to be beautiful in the sense that it is a close-by environment. So in that sense, today's astronomy, you're doing also aeronautics.
3, 2, 1.
Damien Hartmann, I'd say definitely astronautics. Actually, it goes with my what is attracting me to space. It's not just gazing things, but really the exploration part and how do we get there. I think the pure travel part is the most motivating. So I think we cannot just look at the stars with the sense of just looking at them and saying, okay, it's nice. It makes you want to travel to them. And so astronautics, definitely.
Marco Pelhan. Astronomy. Because I'm still curious. Astronautics is, of course, something I have to deal with, even in my, you know, daily work in the last 15 years. But astronomy is what really opens my mind when I need to. And it's always fun to read articles, some more scientific, some less. The whole LIGO, you know, gravitational waves, discovery and proof has been really exciting. So this multimodal astronomy is a fantastic moment, I think. Now, we'll see what happens.
So, Bernard Frank, this is what I do for a living. I was educated as an astrophysicist, so I spent time studying stars, planets and the sun through telescopes, through sounding rockets. And this was a transition, very naturally, to astronautics, where I developed a spacecraft, an instrument that studied the sun, the moon, Mars. And now we are working on a robotic village on the moon with various landers, and even at a phase where we'll have a moon base.
Des pastilles. Ear. À sucer pour l'oreille. Candy.